Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
511 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price Thursday afternoon, 4 minutes away from announcing the winner of Tap the App. Tickets to FSU and Kent State game this Saturday. Dope Campbell, that's the place. 2:30 kickoff. Wish I were going to be there, but we have some lucky winners. And in just a few minutes from right now, we'll get to that. But first, let's go ahead and take on the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Mayor Reeves confirmed he has no plans to restrict public demonstrations at Pensacola's Graffiti Bridge. This comes after an altercation during this past weekend. Pensacola amended its graffiti ordinance a couple of years ago to exempt the structure from any defacement rules. Reeves also said the city does not require a permit for demonstrations and isn't really quite sure a permit regime would withstand legal scrutiny.
Number two.
And speaking of that stuff that happened over the weekend, a second individual has been arrested in connection with the Charlie Kirk Graffiti Bridge incident. 49-year-old Larry Wayne Hopkins voluntarily surrendered to the Pensacola Police Department. He's been charged with felony battery. Previously, Troy Groh was booked into Escambia County Jail on identical felony battery charges.
Number three.
An AC forecaster saying Atlantic activity is up after Tropical Storm Gabrielle formed Wednesday. Models predict it's going to stall off the U.S. coastline with no impact on Florida. Another wave has low developmental potential, and the Gulf of America should remain quiet for the next week or so. Looking for it.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Pegasus Laboratories expanding its facility in Pensacola. Today, a ribbon-cutting ceremony was held at the Ellison Industrial Park, supported by a $2.5 million grant from Triumph Gulf Coast. The expansion aims to improve veterinary product production and animal health care. CEO Steve Clifford.
Just to give you a sense of magnitude on what we're investing in here, we've spent over $7 million to date. We're going to end up spending somewhere between 45 and 50 by the time we're done. We'll end up hiring an additional 70 people by the time we're done. And these are all high-skilled science jobs, R&D, regulatory quality, all highly skilled, along with our manufacturing people that need to be highly skilled with their hands. It's going to create a lot of really, really good jobs that benefit the community. And equally importantly, or maybe I would say more importantly, it benefits us because it's a big investment we're making into our people for their future.
Okay, and Clifford says Pegasus is extremely important to the veterinary world.
We are an innovative companion animal pharmaceutical company. So we research and develop new treatments for canines, cats and horses, and we've had terrific success. We've more than doubled the revenues of this company, and that means, again, we've added a lot of jobs already, and we spent a lot of money here and invest in the community with other partners to achieve that research and development goal.
Okay, no word, by the way, on the status of hiring new staff for that company.
All right, and a teenager was shot several times last night after attempting to break up a fight in Escambia County. The teen, a man, and a woman were sitting in a vehicle when a suspect approached and began hitting the man in there. When the teen tried to de-escalate the incident, deputies say the suspect shot him several times. Suspect fled the scene. Investigators looking for him. No word on the condition of the victim. Just about 5:15 here. We're going to do two things. We're going to get traffic and weather together, and then we're going to announce the winner.
And who says men can't multitask?
Yeah, I'm doing a little bit of everything over here. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Still got some backups on Highway 87 traveling northbound coming from Navarre Parkway. Also have some on Navarre Parkway itself traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And on Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you are traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Other major spots are the intersections of Palafox Street and Burgess Road and the intersection of Nine Mile Road and Pine Forest Road. As for your weather, we're sitting at around 87 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Sunny, partly cloudy over the next few days heading into your next work week with highs in the low 90s every step of the way. All right, so looking at our winner for today's pair of tickets to Florida State, Kent State. The winner is Jeff Reigert. Jeff Reigert, you are our winner for today's tickets to Florida State, Kent State. Congratulations, Jeff. I will get in touch with you shortly with the contact information you provided. And just to give you a reminder on how to win these tickets, all you have to do is tap the News Radio app, News Radio Pensacola. Get that app from your app store, wherever you get it. And then the minute you open it, 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. the week of every FSU home game, you should see a contest bubble pop up. And if you enter your information, you could hear your name called at 5:15 in the afternoon to win tickets.
So congratulations to Jeff this afternoon. We'll have another drawing tomorrow, getting ready for that Kent State game. Saturday, 2:30, Doak Campbell. Going to be a good one, and you can be a winner on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, a Florida man uses his last words to insist he's absolutely innocent just before being put to death. Gary Baumgarten has more.
64-year-old David Pittman was put to death by lethal injection, Florida's record 12th execution of the year. His final breaths included a protest that he was innocent, the state going through with it after a last-minute appeal to the United States Supreme Court failed. Witnesses fingered Pittman as running from the scene after his wife's immediate family was slaughtered and their home and car set on fire. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer warning gun owners not to brandish their weapons recklessly. His stern message comes after open carry became legal in Florida. Uthmeyer says protecting your family is more important now than ever. However, that doesn't mean gun owners can be careless. The AG asked law enforcement and prosecutors to stop enforcing the open carry ban last week following a ruling by a Florida appeals court that deemed the ban unconstitutional.
5:17 News Radio 92.3, Representative Michelle Saltzman, in coordination with officials at the local, state, and federal levels, will conduct in-person office hours tomorrow, noon to 2. They'll do these meetings at the Ferry Pass Community Center on North 9th Avenue. The event is designed to support area residents with casework matters and to offer individuals convenient access to county, state, and federal assistance.
And superstar singer-songwriter Ed Sheeran coming to the Sunshine State next year. He's going to kick off the 26-date run on June 13th. He's going to kick it off in Glendale, Arizona, but he will make back-to-back stops in Hollywood, Florida on October 29th and 30th, and a stop in Tampa on November 7th. Fans can register now for a pre-sale that starts September 23rd, and tickets go on sale to the general public on September 26th.
Something went terribly wrong down in Orlando at Universal. A guest has died after riding a newly opened roller coaster. Evan Brown has this report from Miami.
A guest at Universal Orlando's Epic Universe was taken to a hospital after becoming unresponsive following a ride on the new Stardust Racers roller coaster. That guest died at the hospital. Deputies are now investigating. Universal Orlando issued a statement promising their cooperation and extending their condolences to the guest's family. The ride will remain closed for the time being. Stardust Racers opened this past May with speeds faster than 60 miles an hour and reaching heights over 130 feet. Epic Universe is a new section of the Universal Resort with areas themed on franchises like Harry Potter and Nintendo games. In Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News.
And Florida joining a lawsuit against Ticketmaster and Live Nation over ticket resales. The FTC filed suit in California today, accusing Ticketmaster and its parent company of illegal business practices. The lawsuit says those practices include allowing brokers to exceed ticket purchase limits and resale those tickets for significantly more. Ticketmaster has faced government scrutiny since it botched Taylor Swift ticket sales in 2022.
Dave Merzen and Ben Bowell. Couple of leaders up there in Century doing a fine job already. Exciting news to pass on. It seems like every day or so something positive is coming down at the town of Century. They've adopted a new official logo. It's designed by Emily Black of Flemington to enhance the identity and branding. Nice positive start. Looks good too.
Absolutely. All righty. Just about 5:20 here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you, just like we do this time every hour, every afternoon, right here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Lasting strength for life is found in deep and sincere study of the Word of God. Specifically, if you're seeking strength for life, I challenge you to study the Gospel of John. The book's thesis explains that it has two main objectives. First, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And second, that believing ye might have life through his name. The 21 chapters set out to prove that Jesus was the Christ that the Old Testament prophesied about. And secondly, the Gospel of John offers eternal life in heaven through Jesus. Lasting strength for life starts and ends with belief in Jesus. So take time to read the Gospel according to John. You may be eternally glad that you did.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Joann Fabrics may be closed, but you'll find all you need at Daryl's Sewing in Pensacola. Daryl's is the largest sewing and embroidery machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering lots of fabrics, sewing machine furniture, sewing and embroidery supplies, and notions. Financing is available coming up in October. Learn to Sew classes will happen every Wednesday evening, and lots of other classes are scheduled for this fall. Get registered now at sewinginpensacola.com. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked about the county commission and hearing so many people upset about the possible renaming of that street by Escambia High School and their decision about that, including some genuinely beautiful comments by the Escambia County commissioners on this subject. The decision to pull Jimmy Kimmel off the air and how that relates to all the other issues of tolerance and restraint that we've been talking about a lot lately. And we talked with PPD about the graffiti bridge incident and the various charges related to it. You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
523 News Radio 92.3. Job market looking pretty good here. Held up better than expected last week. Jenny Casola has those numbers.
The Federal Reserve was looking at cooling in the job market as it lowered interest rates this week and made plans for more cuts. However, layoffs apparently moderated last week. New claims for unemployment benefits declined by 33,000 to 231,000. Both new claims and continuing claims were below expectations. Those remaining on benefits in the week ending September 6th also declined by 7,000 to 1.92 million. Continuing claims declined to a 52-year low of 1.3 million back in June of 2022. Jenny Casola, Fox News.
All right, 524 News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has the numbers along with the market's results.
Stocks closing at record highs as investors weighed the Fed's latest moves on interest rates. On Wednesday, the central bank delivered its first quarter point rate cut of the year, and a majority of Fed policymakers are expecting two more rate cuts this year. Tech stocks were the best performers in boosting the tech-heavy NASDAQ for its 27th record close of the year, while consumer staples and energy lagged. In Intel stock surged 23% after NVIDIA announced a $5 billion investment in the struggling chip maker. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and NVIDIA. The Dow decliners, United Health, McDonald's, and Visa. The Dow rising 124 points. The Nasdaq higher by 209. S&P 500 up 32. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525. What a nice day. Hadn't really been a problem traffic-wise either. Austin Price looking at both this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, let's see what we got here. We do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road and on Davis Highway. This is going to be if you are traveling northbound towards I-10. Let's see. Any other major spots would have to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, though that's very pedestrian at this time. Also have some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your weather, 87 degrees, low of 72 tonight. It's going to be sunny, partly cloudy over the next several days heading into your next work week. Highs in the low 90s.
All right. 526, News Radio 92.3, Facebook, Instagram, and Mark Zuckerberg rolling out Meta's latest piece of wearable tech. This is cool. Meta glasses. Madison Allworth has the details.
These are the first consumer-ready smart glasses with a built-in display. That means you're looking out on the world, but you also have a little screen where you can actually see text and other images. You have that paired with a wristband controller. You can text people, answer calls, see live captioning as you're talking to someone. And this is all part of Zuckerberg's moonshot to superintelligence. These glasses are the window into owning a piece of Meta's superintelligence. Meta is hoping this bet pays off after investing billions of dollars in the AI talent poaching war. And you're going to also have to pay a lot of money if you want these glasses. The display glasses will be sold for $799. That's starting on September 30th.
And President Trump returning to the U.S. after wrapping up his state visit to the U.K. He spent yesterday and today meeting with King Charles and Prime Minister Keir Starmer. First Lady Melania Trump accompanied him on the trip, and Trump expected to arrive back at the White House tonight.
Yeah, she caused a lot of ruckus there with that yellow dress on yesterday. They're still talking about, did you see she had a yellow dress on? That wasn't appropriate.
I was about to say, do they mean it in a fashionista way or in a tacky way?
Who knows what they're talking about? Special House Homeland Security Task Force for the 2026 World Cup and the 2028 LA Olympics held a roundtable discussion focused on the challenge of keeping both of those events absolutely safe. Kevin Yurinsky has more on the story.
G.B. Jones is a former FBI agent in charge of security for the World Cup. He says a coordinated approach across all jurisdictions is necessary. But if that takes place,
we will reap the dividends of preparedness across all of the international sporting events, which will be hosted in the United States over the next decade.
Vaviette Morgan, who had security for the LA Olympics, talked about the sheer size of that event's security challenge.
The LA 28 Olympics will be equal to hosting 7 Super Bowls per day for 16 consecutive days.
New York Republican Andrew Garbarino said not meeting the challenge is not an option.
The stakes of this mission could not be higher.
Kevin Yurecki, Fox News.
All right, and arguments on whether President Trump's tariff plan is legal will be heard by the Supreme Court in November. The focus will be on Trump using a law meant for times of emergency to impose the duties without the help of Congress. The High Court scheduled oral arguments for November 5th after it agreed to fast-track the case.
I'd like to also celebrate with you today is National Cheeseburger Day. A lot of folks.
I'm a fan.
Fast food restaurants today are offering specials on cheeseburgers.
You know, I was at Hardee's earlier today, and there
was... Are we dropping names of hamburger places?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is not dishing on them or anything.
Right.
But I was at Hardee's earlier today, and they had like a really good deal going on, and I'm like, okay, is that... That's just a great price. I hope it wasn't temporary.
I bet you it was probably doggone it National Cheeseburger Day.
Oh, jeez. If so, that's a bummer.
See where I went with that? I was just trying to be nice. Happy National Cheeseburger Day, everybody. It's quite a day, let me tell you. Now, I did notice they had some pretty good prices.
Yeah.
Also today, pretty good numbers for the mortgage news. Here you go. Rates a little bit higher today. 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.22% average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 5.75%.
All righty. And the FBI assisting in the investigation of a shooting that killed three police officers in Pennsylvania on Wednesday. York County authorities said the officers were reportedly trying to serve a warrant when someone opened fire. While early reports indicated the gunman was killed by a self-inflicted gunshot wound, officials say he was actually killed by police.
My goodness. New poll showing many Americans losing faith in K-12 schools. Lucas Tomlinson is in Washington, D.C. with the story on News Radio 92.3.
According to that new Gallup poll, only 35% of Americans say they're satisfied with K-12 education. That's a record low. The nation's report cards are in and the scores are underwhelming. Here are the numbers. Only 22% of the country's 12th graders are proficient in math. only 35% in reading, and only 31% of eighth graders are meeting proficiency in science. Back in March, President Trump signed an executive order to dismantle the Department of Education, which was created in 1979 at the end of Jimmy Carter's presidency. And union leader Randy Weingarten is under fire again after falsely blaming a right-wing figure for Charlie Kirk's assassination, a claim she later deleted.
Okay, coming up, we're going to look at some high school schedules for you and some college sports. Less than five. Hold on.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump wrapping up his state visit to the United Kingdom with an interview on the Fox News channel with Martha McCollum. While discussing the visit, the president detailed his disappointment in the European Union and NATO nations that continue to buy oil from Russia.
Let it be known, and people were surprised to hear that, but they were doing it quietly and slyly. And you can't do that. You know, if you're going to win, you're going to have to not buy oil from Russia.
At Wednesday's state dinner, King Charles III spoke alongside the president, assuring the UK and allies stand with Ukraine. Three police officers killed, two injured after a shooting in North Carolus, Pennsylvania. Officers were attacked as they tried to arrest a suspected stalker. York County District Attorney Tim Barker says the shooter's ex-girlfriend told the cops they only dated for a short time.
And that the actor had never been to her house, nor had ever been invited there.
The suspect killed during the incident. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Chumba Casino. Your online casino for play spins and a chance to score. Must be 21 and over. Terms at ChumbaCasino.com. The Miami Dolphins are 0-2. Mike McDaniel's seat was warm entering the season, and now it's on fire. And I expect the Bills to drop McDaniel to 0-3 tonight. Then after that, Miami has the Jets at home, and then are at Carolina. And if the Dolphins lose both those games, I just don't see how Stephen Ross can continue with McDaniel as his head coach. I'm Zach Gelb.
Ready to kick off the fun? Chumba Casino is your go-to game plan. During halftime or overtime, from spinning slots to instant scratch-style cards, it's like running the perfect play. All from home. New players score a free welcome bonus and daily logins with a shot at some serious prizes every time you play. Get in the game and visit ChumbaCasino.com today. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Now that I'm a dad, I can't stop thinking about what would happen to my kids if something happened to me, like losing the house or not affording college.
Yeah, that used to keep me up at night too. It's why I finally got life insurance from Ethos. It's 100% online. No medical exams, just a few health questions. I got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day.
I never realized it was that simple. Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Rates may vary. Bill monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find. A church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
What does New South Proud mean? It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS. Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday evening, join your friends at another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is the Art of Hispanic Heritage. Visit Pensacola.com has more. Saturday morning, enjoy the dozens of vendors at Dr. Martin Luther King's Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand. Grab a freshly brewed coffee and a homemade treat while you take in Palafox Market from 9 till 2. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are their dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, Mayor Reeves confirmed he has no plans to restrict public demonstrations at Pensacola's graffiti bridge. This comes after an altercation during this past weekend. Pensacola amended its graffiti ordinance years ago to exempt the structure from anti-defacement rules. Reeves also said the city does not require a permit for demonstrations and isn't sure a permit regime would withstand legal scrutiny.
Number two.
Okay, a second. An individual has been arrested in connection with the Charlie Kirk graffiti bridge incident. 49-year-old Larry Wayne Hopkins voluntarily surrendered to the Pensacola Police Department and has been charged with felony battery. Previously, Troy Groh was booked into the Escambia County Jail on identical felony battery charges.
Number three.
And NHC forecasters say Atlantic activity is up after Tropical Storm Gabrielle formed Wednesday. Models predict it will stall off the U.S. coast with no impact on Florida. Another wave has low development potential, and the Gulf should remain quiet for the next week.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, a lot of positive activity up north over in Milton. Leonardo Helicopter Maintenance and Overhaul Facility. Well, as they're preparing to open its doors up in Milton, News Radio 92.3's Andrew McKay had an opportunity to tour that facility today.
We are here at the brand new grand opening for the Leonardo Maintenance, Repair, and Overhaul Facility in Milton, right on Don Salter Drive. Massive facility. They got about $4 million in parts inventory on hand. They're looking to expand that to about $20 million over the course of the next several months. This will be ramping up gradually, but pretty aggressively. They've been waiting years to be able to do this, and a big day for economic development and the military, Air Force and Navy, right here in Milton. Andrew McKay for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Okay, also at that facility's opening today in Milton, Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright was on site.
Yeah, big change to go from what originally was just an empty industrial park that had basic infrastructure in to the groundbreaking a few short years ago, and now here we are today celebrating the grand opening of the hangar at Leonardo Helicopter. This will be their maintenance, repair, and overhaul facility for a number of different airframes and helicopters that they manufacture.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
That one lobbed into Zandalasini. Tough shot, puts it up at the buzzer, and it's no good. The Minnesota Lynx able to hold on. They close out the series in two games, and what a gutsy effort by the Valkyrie coming up just short as the top-seeded Minnesota Lynx survive and advance to the semifinals.
On ESPN, the best-of-three-game series ended in the minimum two games. Minnesota Lynx, who had a record of 0-76 in games they had trailed by at least 14 points going into the fourth quarter since the league switched from halves to quarters in 2006. The Lynx came back from 14 down at the start of the fourth to beat the Valkyries 75-74 and move into the WNBA semifinals against the winner of the series between the New York Liberty and Phoenix Mercury.
Phoenix forced to decide in Game 3 tomorrow with last night's blowout win in New York, 86-60. Baseball, for the first time since 2020, the Chicago Cubs are in the playoffs. The Cubs won for the seventh time in eight games Wednesday, 8-4 over the Pirates. Chicago joined Philadelphia and Milwaukee, who have clinched National League playoff spots. American League, the Houston Astros back in first place in the AL West by a half game over the Seattle Mariners. The Astros beat the Rangers 5-2. The Mariners' 10-game win streak snapped by the Royals 7-5. Seattle is tied with Boston for the final two American League playoff spots. The Red Sox beat the Athletics in 10 innings 5-4. The Yankees, who lead the wild card by two games over Boston and Seattle, scored a 10-5 win against the Twins. New York is within four games of Toronto for first place in the AL East. Blue Jays lost to the Rays 2-1. The Padres beat the Mets 7-4. New York still a game and a half in front of Arizona for the final National League playoff spot. The Diamondbacks were beaten by the Giants in 11 innings 5-1. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, wanted to get you some more information on this, by the way. The NFL's Week 3 kicking off with Thursday Night Football this evening. The Bills taking on the Dolphins for an AFC East clash. Bills 2-0, Dolphins 0-2. Kickoff is at 7:15, but you can catch coverage starting at 6:30 on our sister station. That's ESPN Pensacola. You can find them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Okay, 542, News Radio 92.3. Let me get you up to speed on high school activities for tomorrow. A lot of good games. Andalusia at Pace. Pensacola Catholic making that trip to Jacksonville to take on Providence. Navarre at Milton. West Florida at Tate. That is the ESPN Pensacola game of the week, right?
West Florida and Tate, yep.
Yep, okay. Booker T. Washington at Gulf Breeze. Panama City Moseley at Escambia. Holmes County at Northview. Jay at Chipley. Your bye teams this week. Pine Forest will next play at Crestview on October 3rd. Pensacola High will travel on September 25th to Panama City Bay. And Central will play next Rocky Bayou Christian on September 26th. Let's not forget about UWF. They're underway this Saturday, taking on North Greenville University. Yeah, the Argos traveling to North Greenville. Kickoff scheduled for 6 p.m. NGU is 1-1 this season. So go Argos on that. So that's what's happening in local high school activities. And the college activities, luckily.
I was about to say, so we've got an NFL, high school, and some college. I'll complete this. There's just one game on the college football slate tonight to begin Week 4. Charlotte hosting Rice in an American Conference battle. Rice enters the game 2-1, Charlotte 1-2. Kickoff is set for 6:30 for that.
Here's today's health news.
The country's organ transplant system is the focus of new reforms ordered by the Secretary of Health and Human Services after reports of unsafe practices. Tanya J. Powers has the details.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says Life Alliance Organ Recovery Agency in Miami, Florida, will be decertified as one of the 35 U.S. nonprofits with federal contracts to arrange transplants.
We are acting because of years of documented patient safety data failures and repeated violations of federal requirements. And we intend this decision to serve as a clear warning.
He says long-term staffing shortages caused roughly 8 missed organ recoveries each week. According to the Health Resources and Services Administration, more than 100,000 people are on the national transplant waiting list, and 13 people die each day waiting for a transplant. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And a psychologist highlighting how social media can lead to eating disorders. Kathy Goodpaster, a psychologist at the Cleveland Clinic, says studies show a significant association between social media use and lots of different types of disordered eating patterns. She says what social media accounts we follow are going to impact what we come to view as normal and recommends unfollowing accounts that tend to make people feel bad about their bodies or encourage these disordered eating behaviors and spending less time on social media in general.
One Airlines tightened its rules regarding batteries. Lisa Brady has the latest in House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. A major airline announces a new policy. Southwest Airlines says beginning September 25th, flyers who use lithium-powered mobility devices will have to remove the batteries and carry them into the plane before the wheelchair is inspected. The new rule limits lithium batteries to 300 watt-hours or less. Southwest says the new policy is meant to limit onboard fire risks. The airline says the wheelchair's battery will not count as part of a passenger's carry-on baggage. Travelers with batteries over 300 kilowatt hours will have a grace period until January 11th to adhere to the policy. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
545 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price in with the traffic and weather this afternoon.
Yes, let's see what we got here. Hoping to see some of these traffic issues we've been dealing with die down a little bit. That looks like what I'm seeing so far. We do have a little bit of backup still on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And to complete the trifecta, we got some at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Outside of that, there's not much that'll hopefully hold you up for too much longer, assuming it's holding you up at all. As for your weather, sitting at around 87 degrees. Going to be a low of 72 tonight. Sunny, maybe partly cloudy some days for the next several days now, heading into your next work week. And the highs throughout that span are going to be right at or just above 90.
Okay, well, you should be happy where you're living, because we have great weather here. Different story on the national platform. Rainy weather in the plains, the west, and in the south. Janice Dean has more in the forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms are popping up across portions of the plains in the Mississippi Valley the next few days. South Florida is seeing another day of wet weather, as will parts of California in the southwest, as tropical moisture from the Pacific moves in. Temperatures still above average for a good chunk of the country, including the Ohio and Tennessee River Valley. And Tropical Storm Gabrielle is expected to strengthen the next few days, as Bermuda could feel some of the impacts over the weekend and into next week. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, the board of Charlie Kirk's organization, Turning Point USA, has elected Kirk Sweto as the new CEO and board chair. Jessica Rosenthal has the story.
In a statement announcing Erica Kirk as the new CEO, existing Turning Point USA board members said Charlie Kirk had prepared them to survive the greatest of tests, and that they all have a role in carrying on Kirk's mantle, that the attempt to destroy Charlie's work is their opportunity to make it more powerful and enduring than ever before. This Sunday, Erica is expected to speak at a large memorial in Arizona at the State Farm Stadium in Glendale. The stadium can hold more than 63,000 people, and those interested in attending are being told to first register on the Turning Point website. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The Federal Trade Commission today suing Ticketmaster and Live Nation Entertainment over what it calls illegal ticket resale tactics. The lawsuit, which includes seven states, asserts the companies tacitly worked with scalpers, allowing them to unlawfully purchase tickets to increase profits. The surge in jobless claims in early September to a four-year high turns out to have been a false alarm, at least for now. Government data shows the number of people who applied for unemployment benefits fell to 231,000 from a revised 264,000. Stocks rose today as investors buy into tech shares that, now that the Federal Reserve has lowered rates, signaling more cuts are coming. The Dow up more than 120 points, the S&P adding 31, and the NASDAQ growing by close to 1%. U.S. crude oil futures for October sit under $64 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Well, I will tell you this. We mentioned this earlier. Oh, by the way, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. We were talking about it being National Cheeseburger Day today.
Yeah.
Have you seen the price of meat recently?
I have not.
Well, let me just tell you. The Bureau of Labor Stats report that the price of ground beef increasing by 51% since February 2020. This is attributed to supply and demand factors, with America's beef cattle at the lowest in 75 years. As a result, restaurants and stores have raised prices. Recent data indicates that consumers may be reconsidering their beef purchases. For the first time, spending on ground beef has stabilized and is no longer growing. So once again, I leave you with this story. Happy National Cheeseburger Day.
Thank you for all. Congrats to all who celebrate.
That's right.
And Starbucks workers.
I'd like to have one right about now.
Yeah, me too. And Starbucks workers taking legal action against their employer. Class action lawsuits were filed in Illinois and Colorado on Wednesday, accusing the company of breaking the law by implementing a new dress code without reimbursing employees for the associated expenses. Multiple plaintiffs said they requested reimbursement from Starbucks to conform to the new dress code, but were denied.
Well, here's a deal for you. Major tech company that agreed to part U.S. government ownership has a significant new partner. Jenny Casola has the details.
NVIDIA says it will invest $5 billion in Intel. The two will work together to develop chips for personal computers and data centers. NVIDIA's chips are considered crucial for artificial intelligence. The investment will make NVIDIA one of Intel's largest shareholders, with 4% or more of the company. Last month, Intel agreed to give the U.S. a 10% stake in the company in exchange for $8.9 billion in grants from the 2022 CHIPS Act. NVIDIA's support represents a new opportunity for Intel, which has been trying to turn around the business for years. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
And President Trump says his administration is going to speak with Chinese President Xi Jinping tomorrow about TikTok. Speaking with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer earlier today, Trump said there is tremendous value in TikTok and he hates giving away value. The president said the social media platform helped get him back into the White House and added if a deal is reached, it would be owned by all American investors. Earlier this week, Trump extended the deadline once again for TikTok to sell its assets to American-owned companies or face a ban in the United States.
You know, President Trump had another successful trip across the pond, putting together a big UK tech deal. He's masterful at these things, putting these deals together. Here it is. Jonathan Hunt has the details from London.
This tech deal is a very big deal for both countries, according to the president.
This is very big, and I want to thank all of the incredibly talented business leaders, the best in the world, biggest in the world, here this afternoon for investing in the Anglo-American Alliance. And you personify an important part of the unique national bond and really a world bond. What you've done is incredible.
Now, under the deal, companies like Microsoft, OpenAI, and Blackstone have pledged to invest some $200 billion in Britain over the next 10 years, while British companies, including GSK Pharmaceuticals, will invest in the U.S.
All righty, just about 5:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. When we return in just a couple minutes, we'll get one final check of your roads and weather for you this hour. Hopefully pretty easy going. I know the roads are starting to dial down a bit, but we'll also get some pop culture notes for you, some more frivolous headlines to help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour all the easier right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. There are now over 150,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. However, less than 1,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I am proud to say that I have been board-certified since 1993. If you need help with any injury case, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Getting out of the military, I was missing this camaraderie.
It's frustrating when you try and talk to people that don't understand.
I would be talking, but I wasn't there with him. You just feel so alone.
I still had the anger, I still had the addictions, but we didn't talk about that.
Came to a point where it's like, okay, I really need to talk to somebody about this.
Family more or less encouraged me, you know, go to the VA, you're a veteran, see what they can do to help you.
When you have family, friends, when you have the facilities like the VA and the Vet Center, it gives me, it gives others encouragement to keep moving forward.
It's okay to go get help. It's okay to talk to people, because it takes true strength to ask for help.
Talking with other veterans was the best method for learning the roadmap to success.
Hear veterans' real stories of strength and recovery at maketheconnection.net.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Stop.
5:55, Robert Palmer. You remember the band, all the ladies in the little black mini skirts that they used to have?
I don't. I'll take your word for it.
Quite a band it was. He died at a real young age. I didn't quite know. You looked it up for me. He's 54 years old when he died.
It's been over 20 years.
That's amazing. All right. It is, like I said, 5:55. Austin Price, doing his research and due diligence today, has a look at the weather and local traffic together.
Yes, let's see what we got here. Luckily, not much going on. I mentioned before the break, I was kind of hoping that a lot of our traffic issues would be dying down. It looks like most of them are. We still have some problems on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have a little bit on Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Outside of that, there shouldn't be much holding you up too long at this time. As for your weather, 87 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Going to be sunny, partly cloudy over the course of the next few days. And man, I'm kind of chuckling here because I'm hoping these temperatures are going to drop soon. But come Saturday, late September, high of 93.
Let me fast forward you to December 1st, and then you go ahead and go that forecast.
Yeah, heck, by Christmas, it's probably going to be a little bit toasty still.
I certainly hope so. Okay, Madonna revealing a new dance album, and she returns to Warner Records. Michelle Pollino all over the story.
Madonna is heading back to her roots with a brand new dance album and a return to Warner Records. The Queen of Pop announced she'll drop her first album in 7 years next year, reuniting with producer Stuart Price, the force behind her 2005 classic, Confessions on a Dance Floor. Madonna, who launched her career at Warner's Sire Records in 1982, called the deal a homecoming. In a statement, she said, "Since the beginning, Warner Records has been a real partner with me. I'm happy to be reunited and look forward to the future, making music, doing the unexpected, while perhaps provoking a few needed conversations." Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And the first trailer being released for Anemone. The film marks three-time Oscar Best Actor winner Daniel Day-Lewis's return to the big screen after retiring in 2017. The film stars Day-Lewis and Sean Bean as two brothers living in Ireland that struggle with their past. The film is directed by his son Ronan Day-Lewis, and it hits theaters on October 10th.
You get a reality check when you look at your bank account. And you think, I better go back to work and earn some bucks. Afternoon, everybody. It is 5:57. News Radio 92.3. A staple in San Francisco is hitting the auction block. Times are tough. Here's Max Gordon.
San Francisco's largest mall is hitting the auction block today amid its foreclosure. The value of the mall has plummeted over the years. According to the research firm Morningstar, back in 2016, the San Francisco Center was valued at around $1.2 billion. Now, it's valued at just $195 million. According to reporting from the San Francisco Chronicle, previous owners Westfield and Brookfield stopped payments on their $558 million mortgage on the mall in 2023, and shortly after that, anchor store Nordstrom said it was closing. Currently, the San Francisco Center is 93% empty. Max Gordon, Fox Business.
And a woman in Virginia has donated her entire lottery winnings to charity.
Oh,
that's a wholesome one for you.
Wish I knew her.
Carrie Edwards of Chesterfield County recently won a $150,000 prize from the Virginia Lottery. After taxes, she'll be donating about $36,000 to three different organizations. Edwards says she's giving the money to the Association of Frontotemporal Degeneration, Shalom Farms, and the Navy Marine Corps Relief Society. She says all of those organizations are close to her heart, and since she's been so blessed, she wants to bless others.
How much did she actually win?
I think it said after taxes, she'll be donating around $36,000.
Oh, okay. Week three of the NFL season kicks off in upstate New York this evening. Joe Morgan has the details.
The Dolphins face a tall task as they try for their first win of the season. Miami travels to Buffalo to take on the Bills at 8:15 Eastern tonight for an early season AFC East showdown. The Bills, led by reigning MVP Josh Allen, are 2-0 and coming off a dominant victory over the Jets, while Miami is looking to turn its season around. The Dolphins lost a laugher to the Colts in Week 1 before dropping a close game to the Patriots. The Bills have won 13 of the past 14 meetings with the Dolphins, including the playoffs, with Miami's last victory at Buffalo coming in 2016. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And you can catch that on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, kickoff 6:30. I think coverage 6:30, kickoff 7:15.
There you go.
Am I good there? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's not forget UWF, they're playing Saturday, not here, but up in North Greenville. Kickoff 6 p.m. NGU, by the way, 1-1 on the season. Go Argos. They are 3-0 this season. Got a big, exciting hour coming up. More information on the way. Thanks for listening. This is News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.